Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Troubling allegations for The Gap.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Gap is looking into allegations that young children were used to make its clothes in India. A British newspaper says children as young as 10 were sold into slavery to make the clothes, and that some of those garments were headed to Gap Kids outlets. Gap says the children work for a subcontractor and that it will not let those clothes get to the shelves. The U.S. Treasury Secretary just arrived in Calcutta, India, for a three-day visit. Henry Paulson will be talking with India's finance minister and U.S. and Indian CEOs. Sunita Thakur takes a look.
Treasury Secretary Paulson is likely to focus on the rupee-dollar exchange rate. The rising rupee makes Indian exports more expensive. India wants more of a level playing field for its U.S. investments, says Anjan Roy, an advisor to the Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
While you have so many U.S. banks operating in India, just like any other Indian banks in the Indian marketplace, there are very few Indian banks operating in the USA. Only two Indian banks are there.
Roy says bank licensing in the U.S. is up for discussion. Conversely, the U.S. wants to provide insurance in India, something India doesn't see as a priority. Roy says it all hinges on building personal relationships between company executives.
It's a kind of mutual exploration discovery process.
While this may be Henry Paulson's first visit, it doesn't look likely to be his last. In New Delhi, I'm Sunita Thakur for Marketplace.
The dollar hit another all-time low against the euro this morning. Oil prices hit another record high, above $93 a barrel. Investors seem pretty confident the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates this week. It all adds up to the overseas markets being higher. In Japan, the Nikkei added more than 1%. Other Asian markets added more than 2%. European shares are higher as well. The Dow stands at 13,807 after gaining 135 points on Friday. The S&P 500 is at 1534. The NASDAQ starts at 2804. So the Boston Red Sox are World Series champions again, and that means free tacos. Someone stole a base during the series, and as promised, Taco Bell will give away free tacos tomorrow. As Amy Scott reports, Taco Bell is really the one getting the bargain.
The giveaway could cost Taco Bell more than $1 million by one estimate. Chump change compared to the free publicity, like when Fox broadcast a pair of Boston players chatting about the promotion. Eric Wright measures sponsorship impact for Joyce Julius and Associates. He says this is the future of sports sponsorship.
More and more, the demand is going to be there from these sponsors who are paying large amounts of money to become a part of the broadcast, not just theirs window dressing.
For Taco Bell, the strategy is already paying dividends. Customer Phil Wingard got confused and stopped into this Manhattan branch for his freebie on Friday.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I came here today. I thought it was supposed to be today.
He bought something anyway and says he'll come back for the real giveaway tomorrow. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Siemens, from generators that power cities to light bulbs for homes, from factory automation to medical diagnostics. Siemens 70,000 U.S. employees providing solutions for America. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
There's a good chance the CEO of Merrill Lynch will resign this morning or be fired. Stan O'Neill would become the highest-ranking job casualty of this Wall Street credit mess. Last week, Merrill Lynch turned in the biggest quarterly loss of its 93-year history, thanks to bad investments in mortgage-backed securities called SIVs. Some analysts predict things will get worse for Merrill Lynch. We're joined by Alan Sloan of Fortune Magazine. Alan, do we really know how deep the troubles run at Merrill and other big Wall Street firms? Well, how do we get to the bottom of this then? The one thing that strikes me here is that these banks took a pretty big risk with these SIVs. You know, when you or I take a shot at some kind of investment and we lose, we lose. In this situation, it seems like the banks might not end up losing with this Superfund intact. All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thanks for being with us. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.